The coronavirus has had a disproportionate effect on the Charlotte region's Latino community. Hispanic residents made up nearly a quarter of Mecklenburg County's reported positive cases, according to the latest county numbers, but they represent only 14% of the population. The virus is also having an enormous economic impact on Latinos. WFAE's Claire Donnelly reports.
Maria Gonzalez and her husband live in Charlotte. She cleans houses and he works as a house painter. But she says they've both been out of work for about a month and a half because of the coronavirus pandemic.
My
husband stopped working because in houses, people don't want people in their houses. Everyone is protecting themselves.
Gonzalez said they had a little bit of money saved up, but in late February, she was diagnosed with shingles. She says the doctor's visits and medication totaled hundreds of dollars, which ate into their savings. She and her husband don't have health insurance. Now she's worried about their financial future.
In reality, what we care about most is paying rent.
Gonzalez and her husband both emigrated to the United States from Mexico nearly 30 years ago. Gonzalez says she's had a permanent resident card, also known as a green card, for about a year. But her husband is here illegally. She says they pay taxes using something called an individual taxpayer identification number. But under the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act, also known as the CARES Act, they don't qualify for federal stimulus checks. Under the law, you don't qualify for an economic impact payment if you don't have a valid Social Security number or are a non-resident alien. You also don't qualify if your spouse doesn't have a valid Social Security number and you filed jointly, even if you have one. This also disqualifies you from the bonus payments based on the number of children living in your home. Stefania Arteaga is an organizer with Comunidad Colectiva, an immigrant rights advocacy organization in Charlotte.
Unfortunately, the CARES Act left out a lot of families, immigrant families, from being able to receive a stimulus check.
Arteaga says Comunidad Colectiva has started a fund to support these immigrants and hopes to raise $15,000. Arteaga says the plan is to give eligible families $1,500 checks.
One check of $1,500 isn't going to fix it all, but we do know that a check of $1,500 to immigrant families will help them keep them afloat for a little longer.
An estimated 100,000 unauthorized immigrants lived in the Charlotte region in 2016, according to a Pew Research Center report. People born in other countries make up 20%, or 1 in 5, of people working in hospitality in Mecklenburg County. That's according to Emily Yaffe with Charlotte's Office of Equity, Mobility, and Immigrant Integration.
That's restaurant workers, people who work in hotels, people who work at events, and largely those jobs are just not open right now for people. So that's if 20% of that are immigrants, that's a huge number of people who are out of work currently.
Yaffe says so far, many Charlotte groups have stepped up to help immigrants who are unemployed by providing them with meals and other resources. But she says that's really hard to sustain.
With how long we know that COVID-19 is going to affect our communities, it's hard to think about doing this on a really long-term perspective. Of supporting people who are unable to work.
Yaffe says even as North Carolina slowly reopens, businesses will be operating at reduced capacity and so likely won't hire as many workers. For WFAE News, I'm Claire Donnelly.